I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, when does a president's R&R mean more than just rest and recreation? In my weekly commentary, I'll talk about the flap over whether Obama should include more women in his off-hours hang time. But first, if you're a fan of Project Runway, and who isn't, then you've heard this before.
How many times do I say fierce in one day?
It's gonna be fierce.
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 Really fierce.
More fierce.
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 Fierce, fabulous, and flawless, all the above.
Oh, God.
Yes, you've guessed it. That's the fierce and fabulous Christian Siriano, winner of the fourth season of Project Runway. He's also the youngest winner of that reality program, where contestants compete to be named the best fashion designer. Since his win, Christian has designed for celebrity clients like Victoria Beckham, Tori Spelling, and Whoopi Goldberg. And now he has a new project, a new book, Fierce Style, How to Be Your Most Fabulous Self. And he's with us here to talk about it. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
How are you?
Thank I'm sorry, you. I'm not feeling very fierce today.
That's okay, me neither.
I have a cute bag, though.
Oh, I love that. Me too.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, very good. How did you fall in love with clothes?
Gosh, I think, you know, my sister was a ballet dancer, and I was really thrown into costumes and fantasy when I was pretty young, you know, 10 years old. And I think I just kind of loved it and loved this whole, like, idea of something, a visionary kind of idea. And then from there, you know, it just kind of was like all my experiences was all about fashion and clothing.
Was that hard being a boy, liking fashion when you were growing up?
It was and it wasn't because, you know, obviously thrown into this world of dancers and ballet dancers and modern dancers, there were tons of boys and they were all eccentric and in their own way and, you know, all were confident and had to be. It didn't seem different for me, I guess.
How soon or how early did your mom start letting you put your look together, your own look together?
You know, my mom was a single mom and it was just me and my sister. So I was with, you know, two girls every day. And I think, you know, because my sister was so eccentric and her dressing and what she kind of put together herself, my mom kind of felt like it was just fair for me to be the same way.
So you don't have to look back at any of those pictures and say, what was she thinking? Like, I mean, I have some really regrettable encounters with plaid, which would not have been my choice, but you don't have those because mom kind of let you steer the ship?
She did, but I think I made bad decisions. I definitely wore some striped slip-on, like boat shoes, a lot. I had tons of those. And I was really into costumes. I mean, I wore costumes every day. You know, I was either the Little Mermaid or a warrior. So it was just depending on what I was feeling.
You were a confident little somebody,
yeah.
Right? You know that you were a fan favorite on Project Runway. I think you probably have heard that.
Yes,
right? And maybe one of the most memorable contestants on the program. But it's funny that Project Runway mentor Tim Gunn starts the foreword for your book by saying, "My first impression of Christian Siriano wasn't a great one." Did you know that?
It's so funny. You know, and he tells me this story all the time that when we first met, he really was like, oh, you know, this kid is just a kid. He's going to be too young. He doesn't really have any experience. So, but I changed his mind quickly, which was good.
When did you figure out that he wasn't feeling you? This was only later.
It was a little bit later, but actually, no. When I first walked into that audition room, you know, with hundreds of cameras and tons of producers, it was an intimidating moment. And he was tough. He closed my portfolio and didn't even really open it. And it was actually one of the editors, I think, for Elle, who was like, Luna, let's see. And they opened it, and then they started really getting into it. And it was maybe 2-3 minutes later, and he was really interested, which was nice because, yeah, he made a quick decision.
Well, the thing that's interesting is that he later confides that part of the reason that he wasn't that interested, it had nothing to do with you per se because he hadn't met you, is that he just thought you were too young. You're just too wet behind the ears. But then he goes on to say, in the 30 years of teaching, working with young people and launching careers, I had never met a fashion prodigy until I met Christian. Why? I mean, it's hard for anybody who is an artist to explain the source of his or her art, whatever it is. But I am interested in what do you think it is that it's in you? What do you think your gift is and where do you think it comes from?
You know, really it comes from the fact, and I think what I was, you know, I kind of prove it to myself every day in a way. It's kind of like I'm overcoming these challenges. But I think, you know, the biggest for him probably, you know, Tim saying this is because I was so young and I was doing so many different things and I really just loved the work and I loved, like, you know, I just loved what I was doing and loved what I was creating. And I was very naive to everything else, but what I was kind of creating and kind of every time I was making a piece. because I don't really reference things, because I don't really know, I didn't really know a lot about different cultures. And, you know, I do now because I study them. But at that time, being on the show, I was 21 years old, finishing college, and didn't really know what was going on in life.
Are there any downsides to being as prominent in your field as you are and being so young?
I think the hardest part for me is because I was thrown into an industry that is all about business, making money, and building a brand. And something at the age of 23 years old, it's pretty hard to overcome and to do and to be successful at. And I think I probably get judged a bit more from the industry just based on that fact that I probably don't have as much experience. And I think the biggest downside really is just the fact that myself, I'm worried about what other people in the industry would be thinking about me.
Why?
I think just because you never know if you're in the right place or doing the right thing. And, you know, it takes people like Tim to tell you that you are. But then you get that one comment from that editor or that buyer that says you're not really ready right now. And that shot, you know, it just kind of diminishes everything else that you're working on.
On the other hand, from the consumer standpoint, if I may,
yes,
there are a lot of people who think, well, you know, the industry is all about, like, forgive me, anorexic teenagers, that they don't really care about, like, grown women like myself who, you know, gravity's doing its thing.
Right. And and you know what? To the true.
And I have to say, sometimes you walk into a store and you think, I'm sorry, 14-year-olds don't have this kind of money. And is there anything in here for me?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that?
It is. It's a, it's
one of them.
I know, right? I'm guilty sometimes. I think what's been a tough kind of path for me is that's kind of what I'm learning about so much. And I think that's what's helping me as my business grows. I'm really realizing that what women want more and what is more appealing to, like, a mass brand. And that's why, you know, I do so many other projects, you know, like doing collections for Payless. Like, who, you know, that's something so random and so different. And I think that's why it's kind of working.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Christian Siriano, and we're talking about his new book, Fierce Style, How to Be Your Most Fabulous Self. So let's open the book and see some of your tips. One of the things you say is, here we go. Don't repeat a full outfit. Excuse me. I'm sorry. You may have. Do you not read the papers? Have you observed that we are in a recession?
Change it up. I don't want to hear it. I will say that my idea about that is I really think that it's one small, simple thing that changes a look, whether it's a piece of jewelry or a bracelet or throwing a jacket over something that you have worn a million times already. So that's really what it's about. It's more about just fashion and getting dressed. That's also like with the book.
But I think it's maybe you're saying just be intentional about it, that if fashion's supposed to be fun, it just give it some thought and just take it as an opportunity.
Exactly.
To create something new every day.
Something new and something fun for yourself.
You say do dress for your shape. Now you say it sounds obvious, but there are so many people out there who dress in clothes they love, but that don't necessarily work for them. Work with your shape, not against it. How do you know if you are?
That's why the industry, I think, is kind of growing. And I think there's interesting opportunities. You know, there's tons of stylists at your department stores, and there's special, there's private shoppers. And in, you know, a lot of, you know, department stores now, that doesn't cost anything. So, you know, you can be shopping at Macy's and buying a $10 blouse, and you can still really get that great sales rep who's telling you it might not work just because you're apple bottom and you should, you know, shouldn't be blousy on top.
You also say be bold.
Be bold.
If you have the desire, forget about fitting into the norm or falling within the usual. Other than self-doubt and fear, really, what's holding you back from doing anything? Your job could be.
True.
I mean, if you work on... I'm just making this up. I don't work on Wall Street. But if you work on Wall Street, I'm not sure that they want to see...
they don't want to see
you can see what I'm holding up here. But let me just say, I couldn't fit my headphones over that, what it is that's on here. And this particular outfit this model has on here, I wouldn't wear to the beach. But that's
exactly.
Just me. But I'm just saying, you know, can everybody really afford to do that? Doesn't that require a certain flexibility of circumstance?
Of course, yeah. And I think it really does. And I think the entire fashion industry requires some of that in a way because, you know, it's like, when are you wearing these, you know, oversized bags, and when are you wearing these shoes that are, you know, printed and have details, and when are you wearing anything? So I think it's that's you take it upon yourself, you know. So if you do work on Wall Street, you know, if you have a weekend and you're going out with the girlfriends, then be bold in that one moment.
you also have a list of top 10 dream pieces. I'm not going to read them just because these are all brands.
Yes.
Okay.
They are.
So I have to ask, we're in a time, you know, we sort of wonder, particularly in the blogosphere, people are promoting certain brands, whether there's some financial relationship involved or whether it's really that this is just what you love. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask, is this really just what you love or are these people you happen to be involved with?
That was what's great about the book. I didn't have to do anything for any sponsor, which was important. So everything that I, you know, in the dream pieces, I really talk about like pieces that I personally or friends of mine would love and would want. And then I write in these kind of little captions underneath, if you can't afford these dream pieces, this is the dream pieces that you could buy somewhere else. And I do list tons of other stores and other pieces that are more affordable.
If you can afford to buy one thing this season.
Yes.
And, you know, you're saving your pennies, you're doing everything right, you're putting your money into a 401k or not, depending on what your financial advisor has told you.
Right.
What do you recommend? And for both men and women.
For me, I think best for fall, and I'm all about this, it's coat dressing, you know, coats and jackets. I think they're the best investment piece because most men and women wear them over everything all day during fall and winter anyway. And I think also coats and jackets have longevity, and that trend comes in and out.
Is there a tip that you wanted to share that I didn't have the wit to ask you about?
I think we did all my tips. I think that, you know, having that signature style was something that I always liked.
What's yours?
Well, my signature...
You look very cute, by the way.
Mm-hmm, thank you. My signature thing is I'm all about skinny jeans and statement shoes. I like to wear shoes that are like printed or metallic or have like something to them. Can you see them?
Oh, those are cute.
They're
kind. How would we describe? They're kind of Keds, but they've got a mm-hmm. patent toe, and you're wearing them without laces, which
exactly.
is very transgressive. How often do you change your signature style?
I do change it every now and then because it depends on the moment that I'm having. I also, you know, because some days I'm just having a bad moment.
So can anyone be fierce?
Anyone can be fierce. It's a long road to get there, but I think. I think that, you know, being fierce and acting fierce is just a state of mind, a state of being. And as long as you're confident in yourself, then you are.
Well, what's next for you? I mean, you've shown, I think it's your third line at Fashion
yep,
Week.
My third
New York
collection.
Fashion Week, your mm-hmm. third collection at New York Fashion Week. What is next?
It's busy, busy. You know, book tour is a lot of work. And, you know, I just did a collaboration with Payless for shoes and bags. So that's been my big project. And that will be for the next kind of 4 or 5 months. And then after that, it's on to the next collection for fall and then, you know, another show. And then it just keeps coming one after the other.
The fierce and fabulous Christian Siriano, winner of the 4th season of Project Runway. His new book is called Fierce Style, How to Be Your Most Fabulous Self. And he joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studios to talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm afraid to ask you what you think about my outfit.
I think you look fabulous. Very chic.
Thank you.
Very classic.
Thank you. I'm so relieved.